Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick. The NCAA unanimously approved the new 5-for-5 eligibility model. Athletes now have 5 seasons of eligibility to be completed within a 5-year window that starts either when the athlete enrolls full-time at any college or the first academic year after their 19th birthday. It essentially grants an extra season of eligibility, but eliminates medical redshirts and exemptions for other extenuating circumstances. Maternity leave, religious exemptions, and military service are the only exceptions. Pete Nakos of On3.com reported LSU is one of the frontrunners to land Oregon freshman transfer Angel Laya. The freshman All-American outfielder hit 296 with 14 home runs and 47 RBIs and recorded no errors in 59 starts. Texas, Texas A&M, and Georgia are the others pursuing the slugger. Former Tigers pitcher Cade Anderson is leading all of minor league baseball with a 1.02 ERA, 152 batting average allowed, and 0.65 whip. The 2025 third overall pick is currently 7-0 with the Mariners' AA affiliate, the Arkansas Travelers. LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the strikes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
LSU softball signed Notre Dame transfer Mickey Winchell. Winchell is currently the only incoming portal signee for the Tigers, who have lost 8 players after a super regional appearance this year. Winchell has only 1 year of eligibility remaining after starting 4 years in South Bend. She hit 335 and drew 25 walks while striking out only 10 times this season. Louisiana Tech freshman infielder Casey McCoy announced he'll be entering the transfer portal. The Dutchtown High product hit 281 with 5 homers and recorded a 952 fielding percentage in 51 starts for the Bulldogs. UL Lafayette received 2 more football commitments over the weekend. Wiley, Texas native Jabrieron Blake plays quarterback now, but is being recruited by the Cajuns as a DB with a blazing 4.35 40-yard dash. Adarius Hines is a 6'6", 325-pound offensive lineman out of Eastview, Texas, who chose UL over Texas State and North Texas. Just when you thought it was over, the Brendan Sorsby saga continued today as the NFL declined to hold a supplemental draft this summer. A player has not been taken in the supplemental draft since 2019, and the last one was held in 2023. Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
Our time is now with LSU basketball.
The players.
Just having fun and we working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
One way or another, we're going to make history.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
LSU is the best job in football.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
I came here to win. We're going to win immediately.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Boudreaux's Electrical Services. Sunshine Quality Solutions. Super Chevy Dealers. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Case Kieschnick and our hosts, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Two great players that are better people than they are.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Welcome to hour number 2 here of Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo, Case Kieschnick, our producer. And coming up a little bit later on, we'll talk some baseball. I've not really gotten into much baseball talk. Oklahoma winning a national championship for the 3rd time in program history. Mark Etheridge of D1 Baseball was in Omaha, watched it all. We'll get his thoughts and reactions to it. But this Saturday will be a special night for Todd McClure and several other former LSU Tigers. Sylvia Fowles, John Brady, Warren Morris is going in as well into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. It's a 12-person class. You can catch the ceremony Saturday night at 7 p.m. on Louisiana Public Broadcasting. And Todd McClure has been nice enough and gracious enough to chat with us a few days before being inducted into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, and he joins us now. Todd, how you doing tonight, and congratulations.
I'm doing well, and thank you guys for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. Just your thoughts. What's going through your mind a couple days here before you head up to Natchitoches and begin taking part in all the festivities?
Yeah, it's a pretty neat deal all around. You know, you grow up in this state, and you know, you want to achieve good things, and you see the people that have gone into Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame ahead of me, and it's just, you know, truly humbling. You know, I appreciate all my coaches and everybody that had an impact, family along the way, and it's I'm truly honored and looking forward to the festivities this weekend.
Hey, Todd, this is Glenn. Thanks for joining us. Take us through how you found out that you were going to be inducted. I think, weren't you on live radio in Baton Rouge when that happened? Take us through that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was, you know, I've done some stuff with Matt Moscone over the years, and he called me up, wanted me to come in studio with Kevin Falk and talk a little bit about LSU, you know, what was going on, and so I was up for it, you know, I was there, and then when I saw Ronnie Rance walk in with his big green suit on, I knew something was up then, you know. So it was pretty neat. They had my parents outside and my grandmother, my son, and one of my kids. So it was a pretty special moment, you know, definitely emotional. You think about all the things and all the games that we've played over the years, and to be able to go in, you know, Louisiana State Hall of Fame is, man, it's truly an honor.
Yeah, and I thought it was impactful, too, that Kevin Falk was there, too, because you two guys both signed in that class of 95 and became starters immediately. LSU was coming off six straight losing seasons when you signed in 95. And you were both local kids, obviously, you and Kevin, but how did you get past that when you were being recruited?
You know, for me personally, I was a kid that grew up watching LSU, you know, just die hard, love the program, everything about them, you know, no matter what sport they were playing, and always said if LSU offered, you know, that's where I wanted to go, didn't want to go anywhere else. And I wasn't very highly recruited by national programs. All the in-state schools had offered scholarships, and then LSU offered. And I think the turning point for that program, I tell people all the time, is when Kevin Falk, you know, decided he was coming to LSU, because he was a national recruit that, you know, the eyes around the country were watching. And for him to commit to LSU, I think that started turning the page to this program turning a corner. And then, you know, after Coach Nardo, Coach Saban came in and kind of took it to new heights. But I tell people all the time, I think Kevin Falk put the national eye back on LSU football and got it to where it is today.
Todd, this is Todd. Speaking of, you know, bringing back the magic and being there with Kevin Falk when that happened and then Saban coming in, when you look at the game today, how different of a game is it than when you played?
Oh, it's completely different. I tell people all the time, I probably wouldn't get recruited, or I know I wouldn't get recruited or even offered by LSU now. Athletes are bigger and stronger, but so much of the game has changed, not only at the college level, but you look at youth sports and the high school level, it's, you know, things change, pro level. But, you know, I wouldn't change it. Go back, we had some long days, two-a-days, and now they, you know, have kind of taken that out of a, you know, a lot of levels of program, of football, and it's just different. You know, you got to adapt with the times. Not a big fan of, you know, what's going on with college sports right now with the transfer portal and all that stuff. I'm for athletes getting paid, making their money, but not being able to leave every year. I think that's busting up some camaraderie, some development, and I think that's something that'll show in the long run.
When you look at a Lane Kiffin offense from your NFL and college experience as an offensive lineman, what makes a Lane Kiffin offense difficult on a defense?
Now, I think the biggest thing you watch over the years is the tempo, you know, the speed at which they come after you. And then, you know, you watch them at Ole Miss, they're really good at what they do. You know, his teams at Ole Miss were not necessarily the most talented guys. Of course, Chambliss came in and had an unbelievable season. But I think when you pair Coach Kiffin's offense, his approach, you know, the way they practice, the way they put their system in with the athletes that LSU is going to put on the field next year, I think it could be exciting. And I think it's all going to come back to the guy under center. You know, how healthy is he and how good of a year he has, you know, is going to determine what we're doing in December and in January as a program.
Well, Todd, you're going to enjoy this season because Lane does run the ball. Some people don't get that. They think he's just a pass guy. But they do run the ball extremely well. So that's going to be fun for you. But I wanted to ask you, what was it like being at the same NFL team for your whole career in Atlanta? Y'all had some great seasons there. And what was the Saints rivalry like from your perspective? And you were from close to New Orleans, obviously.
Yeah, you know, your first question there, for me, being in one city for my entire career, being able to raise my family there in one city was truly a blessing. You don't see that much. You didn't see it much then when I played, but you definitely don't see it now. When you see one guy that's able to stay in one city the whole time, you look at a guy like Cam Jordan, you know, with the Saints. He's been there. He's a staple there. And, you know, as much as I hate the Saints, I was happy for him, you know, getting signed back. The team showing some respect to a guy that's done a lot for that franchise. And, but I mean, it's all in water. It's, you know, it's Saints and Falcons. It's why fans watch the game. You know, it's a heated rivalry that it'll always be that way. And you can't love one team and kind of love the other one. It's love, hate, you know. And those games over my career and even now, no matter how good either team was in a given season, that game was going to be a field goal, a touchdown. It was going to come down to the last possession, it seemed like, every year.
Todd, what Matt Ryan took over the Falcons in the offseason, and I understand he brought you in. What are you going to be doing there, or what are you doing there?
Nothing official yet. There's nothing that has been written in stone with me going to the Falcons. So hopefully it's something that'll work out, but nothing's permanent right now.
And you still hate the Saints, man?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Joe Horn's going to be a Natchitoches with you now, so I hope there's no issue.
No, well, I actually played with Joe.
That's right.
I played with Joe, two guys that I hated playing against, Martin Anderson and Joe Horn, were both guys that I got to be teammates with in Atlanta. So me and Joe won't get in a fight. We might have a pretty good hug up on stage because we played together for a couple of years.
So, Todd, I want to go back to LSU real quick and ask you a question about this team. When you look at last year's offensive line, I mean, historically, that had to be one of the worst offensive lines in LSU history, or at least that was my opinion. Was that your opinion?
They weren't great. You know, whenever you give up that much pressure and you can't run the ball, something's off. And, you know, it was frustrating to watch. I think it was a lot of things. I think it was talent, you know, what they had there. Part of it was a system. Everything just seemed off last year about that LSU team with Nussmeier being hurt, and we just couldn't get any type of rhythm. And, you know, it was a frustrating season, but, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to the Tigers taking the field versus Clemson this year.
Well, have you been out to the practices at all and seen anything that Kiffin's doing differently with the offensive line in particular?
I've been out to one practice. I've been a little bit busy. You know, I was just impressed with the speed at which they practice, you know, offense, defense, all around. So it was, you know, I hadn't seen. I know they have three offensive line coaches, and when you got three guys that are paid pretty good salary to coach one position, I think there's a pretty good emphasis put on there. And I think, you know, you see some of the talent they got, being able to bring the starting center back. Looking forward to big things from that program, you know, borderline battling for that spot at guard. You know, he's a guy that's put in the work. He's an old school guy, been around the program, hadn't gotten the opportunity and stayed around. I think it'll be a big year for him also.
Todd, you were part of some great victories at LSU. The win over Florida in 1997, your junior season, number one. What are two or three of your favorite moments as a player with the Tigers?
Definitely that Florida 97 win, going in Tiger Stadium, getting that win, beating them when they were number one. That was one of my top memories. And then, of course, getting my first snap was an SEC game at
Ole Miss. Alabama, right. Sorry.
At Alabama. Yeah, no, all good. At Alabama, And, you know, those are two things that really stick out in my mind. And, of course, getting to the Independence Bowl, you know, the first time you go on, like you said, six losing seasons, and then to go play in a bowl game, that was pretty big for that program and for me being a freshman.
Yeah, I did a quick story on you today, and I realized something I didn't know at the time. But your first start against Ole Miss the week after that Alabama game, y'all rushed for more rushing yards in that game than you had in 8 years. Just dominated. And Falk had 153 yards, and you started the next three games. So that must have been something, too.
No, it was. I mean, we had so many good backs when I was at LSU.
Cleveland, with Falk, right.
Cleveland and Mealy, and then Cecil Collins, and then you had Herb Tyler, who was basically a running back also. We ran that option, and then in the passing game, when he didn't have anything, he could tuck it and run it too. So, and we had really good groups up front on our offensive line and good fullbacks, you know, with Tommy Banks and Robert Tyler. You know, of course, I played next to Hall of Famer Alan Faneca, and then, you know, really good group. So, you know, I thought we would accomplish more, but we just couldn't put it all together offensively and defensively during that career during my 4 year span to make a big push.
Todd, thanks a lot for spending some time with us tonight. Congratulations. He's already been inducted into the Atlanta Falcons Ring of Honor. Now he'll be going into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame on Saturday night in Natchitoches. Enjoy the weekend, Todd, and thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you guys for having me. I enjoyed it.
All right, Todd McCoy, LSU great. We'll take a break. More coming up from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... With multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your super Chevy dealers today.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Back to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo with you. We talked some recruiting earlier in the show with Preston Guy from Tiger Bait. Gave us a great update on where things stand between LSU and Easton Royal, one of the top wide receivers in the country. Currently committed to Texas, playing at Brother Martin. The 2027 recruiting class already features four wide receivers, and the latest one is Gary Burney Jr. from Parkway High School up in Bossier City, and we had a chance to speak with Parkway football coach Coy Brotherton, and here's his thoughts on Gary Burney Jr., who has really come along and has put up some big numbers already heading into his senior season. Gary Burney Jr., here's a kid that was committed to Houston, committed to LSU over the weekend, and he's someone, his recruiting stock has really risen, right? Tell me a little bit about him and his development.
Yeah, so Gary, he's a kid that he's been starting for since he was a sophomore. About midway through a sophomore year, he kind of took over that starting job and had a really good junior year last year, and over 1,300 yards and 15 or 16 touchdowns. But I guess he picked up his first two offers last summer, that football camps at Arkansas State and Grambling, and just had a good junior year and just really committed to the weight room this off season and on the track, got a lot faster, and his stock has just risen all through spring and through some summer camps. And with his size at 6'3 and a half, 190 pounds, it's, he fills out that frame a lot last year at this time. So a lot of people kind of finding out about him. And, like you said, he was committed to Houston. I think he did an official visit there 1st of June and finally got to get to LSU's campus this last weekend. And, every Louisiana kid's dream, get to play for LSU. And, that's the opportunity that he's gotten. And, kind of hard to turn that down.
And this is what he was waiting for, right? That LSU would show a lot of interest in him. When did they really start showing that interest?
Coach Kiffin came when he got the job. He kind of came on campus in February and kind of started that conversation and talk with us, about Gary and who Gary was. But they probably picked up a lot of interest, in May. Coach McDonald came on campus and got to watch us practice and got to see Gary do a lot of the drills. And so they've kind of been recruiting him. The offer came in early June. And but even then, Gary was committed to Houston. He loved the staff there, liked what Houston has worked, and Coach Fitz is there with Louisiana ties at Tulane. And, Houston kind of felt like home and kind of felt like that. Even leading up to this visit at LSU this weekend, really wasn't sure what direction he would go, with what LSU was offering and what they would show him. And, I think the facilities and Coach O being there and Coach McDonald and the relationship that he has with Gary, kind of won him over and won his mom over. And, so I don't know if it's necessary, what he was waiting on, but, the weekend was definitely good for Gary and he got to see some things and, they kind of opened his eyes up to things maybe he hadn't thought about. They were able to close the deal and get him.
He really started to come on for you in his sophomore season, right?
He did. So he was not a starter until probably about week four of his sophomore year. And, you know, you can just kind of see the potential that he had and, you know, what he was going to be one day. And kind of that sophomore year, it kind of started to click. And, you know, as the year went on that year, he got better and better each week. And, you know, and those 6 or 7 games he got to start as a sophomore really paid off his junior year. You know, he was a kind of going into his junior year, he was a veteran. You know, he wasn't a first year starter. He had experience. He had been in big moments, and you know, that sophomore year was very pivotal and very, very good for him to, you know, get that playing experience at a young age.
Good stuff. Anything else here, Coach?
Man, just a good kid. Checks all the boxes, height, size, but classroom. And all his teachers say the same thing about him. He's got good grades, good ACT score, and the teachers love him. So he's kind of a high school coach's dream.
Good stuff there from Coy Brotherton, who is the head football coach at Parkway. Gary Burney Jr., the latest LSU commitment, but more are on the way, that's for sure. Coming up in the next segment, we are going to talk with Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball. Of course, the 2026 college baseball season came to a close on Monday night with Oklahoma winning its third national championship in program history. As they defeated North Carolina, there was a report that LSU and Alabama were tampering with North Carolina baseball freshman pitcher Caden Glober. But check out TigerRag.com. Glenn Gilbo's got a story up there right now regarding this. Apparently, it was a reporter who writes for CollegeBaseballCentral.net. Is that right or no?
CollegeBaseballCentral.net, yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I was able to get him on the phone, and he said that the story is not true. He's got some inside information there. And Jay Johnson also confirmed to me that it's inaccurate.
Yeah.
But
He had a sensational season, 12-0 for the Tar Heels, 2.05 ERA, 114 strikeouts, 92 innings, also had 5 saves. That's crazy.
And only 3 wild pitches. Very important stat for LSU baseball. But yeah, that would be a guy almost worth tampering with, I would say. I mean, but he's not even in the portal, but he does have time to get in the portal. I don't know why he would do that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be a major pitcher for North Carolina next year, and I'm sure they can find some money if they really want him.
He'll have until July 1st to enter the NCAA transfer portal, but again, not anticipating that he will. All right, we'll talk more college baseball when we come back.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious. With multiple engine options and impressive towing, while Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your super Chevy dealers today.
Your payday could be just a scratch away. Cash in on the fun and play Pay Me from the lottery. Win up to $5,000. Why wait for payday when you can win today? Go hog wild for big wins and pick up Bring Home the Bacon from the lottery. Win up to $100,000. A crispy chance at some juicy cash prizes. Louisiana Lottery, celebrating 35 years of reasons to smile. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Case Kieschnick. The race for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate is coming down to the wire.
Ron Fauché with Lunchtime Politics says, with different polls telling different stories on whether Julia Letlow or John Fleming has the lead on the GOP side, the race is completely unpredictable.
It's very difficult when you have a low turnout campaign to really figure out what will happen.
Fauché says the contest between Letlow and Fleming will come down to which one does a better job in getting his or her supporters to the polls on Saturday.
Their game plan is to identify their voters and to do everything they can to turn them out.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Last week, we told you about the Australian who lives in Franklinton who is now facing federal charges for voting in two federal elections as a non-U.S. citizen. Denise Migliore tells the Advocate newspaper that she didn't know she was breaking the law and considers herself a citizen because she has lived in the U.S. for decades. Migliore also believes state and local election officials should have told her she could not register to vote. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
A new state law will allow licensed rehabbers to take in injured or orphaned Louisiana white-tailed deer. Last year, on two occasions, LDWF agents seized deer from those caring for them and killed them. Humane Society of Louisiana Director Jeff Dorson says these incidents will not be repeated thanks to this new law.
Now allows wildlife rehabbers to take in deer that need it if they're orphaned, displaced, ill, or injured, as long as they don't show signs of chronic wasting disease, neurological disorders.
Louisiana officials are urging those impacted by Tropical Storm Arthur to report damages and losses to damage.la.gov. Governor Jeff Landry says the data collected on the website will help the state appeal for federal disaster assistance.
We have to meet a threshold to be able to activate the federal declaration, and that's what we are frantically trying to do in a very methodic way.
The individual assistance threshold is the one Landry says he's targeting, and the declaration will provide aid to secure temporary housing and basic home repair for flood victims. Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
And we're back with Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Hey, we're back here on Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo, Case Kieschnick, our producer. Let's get to our next guest, Mark Etheridge from D1Baseball.com. Oklahoma national champions, despite a losing record in SEC play. But hey, it's happened before. Ole Miss did it in 2022. They were 14-16 as well in league play and then got hot and then ended up winning it all. And same thing happens here for Oklahoma. Mark, thanks a lot for joining us tonight. Just your reaction here to the Sooners, winning the championship, something that no one could have predicted. And I believe, if I read this right, that even in the preseason, D1 baseball had Oklahoma finishing 14th in the SEC.
Yeah, we sure did.
What were you thinking, man?
Come I know, on. Right? They
had LSU number
11, so we were way off. But
yeah, that's true. You were close on that prediction. Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? I mean, just being frank. I mean, heading into regional play, of the 12 SEC teams that made regionals, I would have given them the 12th best chance to win it all. Huh. They were showing nothing. They lost four series in a row. It was a really listless showing in Hoover.
Yep.
And then they drew Georgia Tech, right? Who's one of the best teams in the country. Certainly were playing out of their mind, just stormed through the ACC, double champions. And I mean, I gave them no chance in Atlanta. I thought they were more likely to go 0-2 than to win the thing. So, but they shocked. They were down 8-2 against in an elimination game against Georgia Tech, stormed back and beat them 15-8, and then walked them off in the finale. And they just, I mean, that galvanized them, right? They just believed. They made changes in the rotation, inserting some freshmen in there, and it really took off. Moved some guys around, put them in different roles, and you know, it's one of those things. It's not the best team. It's the team playing the best. And at the end of the year, that was Oklahoma.
That's really amazing because they beat LSU 2 out of 3 in Baton Rouge, but they got beat 7-2 in the opener, and then they won 4-3 and 4-2, and they didn't look. I mean, LSU looked terrible, but they didn't look too good either. You know,
well,
it's amazing.
Look at even in the SEC tournament. That was a good way to describe it, Mark. It was a listless performance.
And that's how Ole Miss was in their SEC tournament in 22.
Yeah, they went 0-1 as well. And, the other part of this is, you know, Cameron Johnson, the former LSU player, was their Friday night starter for much of the year and then really kind of lost it at the end. He did not record an out. He started one game and it went terrible. And they got nothing out of what had been certainly their most talented pitcher, not their best. And that was just part of that change, and that was a gutsy move, right? To just go all in with your freshman right there in the postseason. It would have been real easy to just continue what you were doing, but that wasn't working. And certainly, you got to give Skip Johnson and his coaching staff credit for having the guts to make that move. And just, hey, we're going to live or die with freshmen on the mound, and that's what they did. And boy, I mean, Cord Rager was incredible down the stretch. I mean, that game he threw against Alabama in to open the College World Series, he was dominant. Again, just a freshman. How good is that cat going to be in, you know, by the time he's a junior? I mean, just it's one of the most impressive just turnarounds considering where they were. I mean, we all remember how Ole Miss did it, but that was a team that was preseason top 10, you know, and they had a load of big leaguers on that team and got off to a terrible start and then kind of figured it out, right? That was not what Oklahoma did. They were up and down and kind of mediocre through much of the year, and boy, when it clicked, it's just a historic run.
So, Mark, what does it say Oklahoma's run, whether Skip Johnson deserves all the credit or the players deserve the credit or it's a combination? What does it say about the game itself right now and how it's changed? And what does it say about the SEC, if anything?
Well, it's certainly volatile. I mean, from a roster standpoint, it's so hard to construct your team from year to year because, you know, it's unlimited free agency, right? So it's really hard to establish culture. It's challenging to invest in young players and develop them because if it doesn't go well and you have to bench them, they just leave, right? And so that's what was so impressive about this is they leaned into those freshmen and it paid off, right? Because it could have very easily gone the other way, and then you maybe you harmed their growth, and they're upset, and they leave, and you lost these talented players. So all of that is, it's a roll of the dice at times, but there's also some, I believe, a method to the madness from a psychological standpoint. I mean, if you guys know Skip Johnson, I mean, he is the same every day, regardless of situation, whether he just won the title or whether he was in a losing streak. You can't tell the difference, right? And I believe that calm demeanor really paid off for this specific team, because you know they were certainly up and down, and it gave them more consistency.
Mark,
for the second part, yep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, from the second part of it, from an SEC standpoint, I mean, it's not like football where you've got three programs doing all the winning. I mean, this is different teams. It's seven in a row, and eight out of nine, and six different teams. LSU's the only one to get two of the College World Series titles. So it shows the depth, but I believe the Oklahoma title also shows that you don't have to have the largest NIL budget. You don't have to commit to having the gaudy facility, because they're doing it without those things.
Right.
And it goes to show you that, one, catching lightning in a bottle is impossible to predict. But also, you know, the Missouris of the world and Alabama made the College World Series, and all of these teams that don't have as much from a baseball resources standpoint, that if you get the right coach and the right situation, that you can still compete.
Well, and Kentucky was like close to making the field, and that was against West Virginia, who picked up two wins in it and has a climbing program. So Kentucky could have done well had they gotten to the field.
And I'm sure Troy doesn't have
really
a huge.
Close.
Troy probably doesn't have a huge NIL budget, I would think.
No, they do not. I was at the Troy Super Regional, and let me tell you guys, I've been doing this a long time, and that was that was the most unique environment I've ever seen a game in. It's a 2,000 seat stadium, and they had 7,000 in that
wow.
place. Most did not have a view of the field.
Yeah,
they were watching on TVs. They had the big screens out there on the lawn where the kids are out running around and jumping on, you know, playing all the games. And of course, you had the beer gardens out there. And they opened up the football stadium that is right next to the baseball field and showed the game on the Jumbotron. So you had people watching it out there. And then there were a couple of areas where in the stadium you could look over the side and see the baseball field, right? And it was just people everywhere. They just wanted to be a part of it, because unlike, you know, I was at Mississippi State the week prior, they're going to host every year or every other year, right? So while it's special and it's a tremendous atmosphere, there's not that one-of-a-kind, cannot miss this atmosphere, and that's what Troy had, and that's what made it so special.
And Troy won a bunch of Division II national championships back in the
'80s.
Yeah. Chase Riddle, yeah, I covered a couple of those in Montgomery. But I wanted to ask you, what did you think of the North Carolina reliever there, Caden Glowbar, and is he going to enter the transfer portal? Somebody wants to know here. Just kidding.
Yeah, he could name his price right now. I mean, that kid is incredible. And what was it, 29 games he'd appeared in, and North Carolina won them all?
Yeah, wow.
Until the final. Right.
Until the 30. He was 29-0.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And you know, he's a guy who skipped his senior year of high school. I mean, just how are you that good at that age? And it's not overwhelming stuff. It's good stuff. No, don't get me wrong. But it's not one of these guys that's pumping 98 with a nasty slider. It's good stuff, but he's got impeccable command, and he really understands how to pitch. And to be that age and to be able to produce like that's amazing. And he'll move into the Friday night starter role for North Carolina next year and win a whole lot of games for them.
So real quick, he's probably not going to enter the portal. They're going to be able to pay him, aren't they?
North Carolina's got money.
Right,
yeah,
right.
They'll be able to pay. And I do think that it's all part of this now with RevShare. It's the balance has changed a little bit where it's you can't just go out and poach people the way you could 3 or 4 years ago. Everybody's got retention money. You might not have, you know, the top-end guys to get the high school players out of the draft.
Hey, Mark, real quick, when you look at what LSU, what Jay Johnson has done so far in this portal, do you think he's done the right stuff to correct the deficiencies that were built into the 2026 team?
Well, I think his best move is getting another year with Monster, right?
Yeah,
I mean, getting him to solidify things and kind of continue his culture, a guy who's won plenty of games there. Yeah, I like the Gonzaga Landon Hood. I think he's got a chance to be the Friday guy. I mean, he's that kind of arm. Velasquez from USC is another one who's going to have some role. It's a talented kid, pitched a lot as a freshman. And Beno Waters is obviously the highlight for me anyway. He's one of the most highly sought after outfielders in the portal, Notre Dame guy. And he'll come in and hit in the middle of that lineup. And I did think it's interesting getting Cade Curlin, who's really a 4-year starter with injuries, coming over from the Gators into LSU and to be in the middle of that infield guy, seen a lot of pitching and been on a lot of winning teams and certainly understands and can help with the winning culture.
Mark, thanks a lot for your time, man. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
Mark Etheridge from D1Baseball.com. We'll take a break. More of Tiger Rag Radio when we come back.
Tiger fan. Are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Let's go. We now return to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Blarm, along with the executive editor of Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, Glenn Gilbo, and Case Kieschnick. So the 2025-26 athletic season is done now that Oklahoma's won a national championship. And for this year anyways, I think you could say that Oklahoma had the best athletic season than any other team in the SEC. They had okay, here we go.
All right.
Football, college football playoff appearance. Yeah. If you make the CFP in college football, that's a great season. I don't care how you slice it, dice it. It's great season.
Okay.
Women's basketball, Sweet 16.
Okay.
Men's basketball, and they were in the top 20 all season long. They're right there with LSU women's basketball. Men's basketball 7-11.
They weren't right there with women's basketball.
Yeah, they were. They were right there.
And they're also not a big.
How far did the women's basketball team go?
Sweet 16.
They're right there with LSU women's basketball.
the ranking all year. They weren't near.
Were they top 10? That's what Todd's saying. Right. LSU is like number 7 most of the year. But it doesn't matter if you finish in the Sweet 16.
Yeah. LSU men's basketball 7-11 in conference play. Not horrendous. Not Matt McMahon era territory.
And one of the lower NIL teams.
Yep. Oklahoma gymnastics national championship. Softball, tough break there. They lost in the super regionals to Mississippi State, but let's face it, they're a perennial powerhouse.
How was their bowling team?
I don't know. I'm talking about the big. I'm talking about the Big Six, Kent Lowe. The Big Six, Oklahoma.
That is awesome.
Had the best athletic season than any other school in the SEC.
And they're not really seen as like a power in the league. You know, they're not seen as one of the sexy NIL spending teams. So that's quite a year for the Sooners.
It's what LSU aspires to be, Todd. I think this is what Georgia did this year.
I think Georgia is better than Oklahoma.
Mets basketball is horrendous.
Yeah, well, that's the only one.
If you talk about bang for your buck,
women's basketball is horrendous. Men's basketball is okay. Right. Let me change that a little bit. Softball, okay.
Gymnastics is right there with them.
It's gotten better. They had some really down years. They're finally on their way back up.
They're not
up.
National championship, but they're right there.
They're right. They're getting there. They're getting back to where
Football's
they were.
Football's better.
Yeah.
Baseball's better. I set you up for that one. Go ahead.
What? Baseball's better. Oklahoma. Well, Georgia, I mean.
LSU football's better than Oklahoma. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying Georgia was better than Oklahoma.
In baseball.
Yeah.
Two straight. Super regional series appearances for Georgia, and I know they went to the College World Series this year, but
Georgia was the biggest disappointment of the College World Series.
Yes, I would agree with that
because they were supposed to win it. I mean, they were the favorite.
Well, and didn't Oklahoma beat them a couple times?
Yeah. So LSU's got to catch Oklahoma, Todd.
Yeah. That's what it's about. They're thinking about chasing Alabama and Ole Miss.
Yeah, we're all talking about Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas. Oklahoma is the bare standard right now in the SEC when it comes to the Big Six. I don't know about track and field and all these other sports. And to be honest with you, Tennessee and Texas.
Well, Arkansas controls track and field.
Tennessee, that's great. Tennessee and Texas, they should have an advantage in a sense because they don't have gymnastics.
Yeah.
That means more NIL money to go around.
You know, it's amazing. Oklahoma is the only SEC school that I have never been to for a game. So we're going to have to change that, Todd. Be there for LSU-Oklahoma gymnastics meet.
When do they go back there? Because they played this past year.
Yeah, they don't play for 2 more years.
Yeah, All right, let's take a break. When we come back, more of Tiger Rag Radio. We wrap things up from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio right after this.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
Some call it overplanning. At Boudreau Electrical Services, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac Home Standby Generator automatically restores your home power. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Trust Boudreau's Electrical Services for expert installations, proactive maintenance for home and business. Boudreau's Electrical Services.com for more information.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious. With multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your super Chevy dealers today.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio. Live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
All right, wrapping up the show here on Tiger Rag Radio. Some great guests. Preston Guy from Tiger Bay. Todd McClure, LSU. Former LSU
All-American Center.
Yeah. All-American Center.
First team All-American Center in 98 when they were a bad team.
That's crazy that they played alongside Alan Faneca for 3 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's a pretty good tandem there.
And the Falcons had two centers in the 80s and 90s for like almost 30 years. Jeff Van Note played for like 18 straight years and then Todd McClure, 13. Unbelievable.
Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball. We also talked to Parkway football coach Coy Brotherton. You guys got World Cup fever? Are you feeling it?
Well, you know, since Case wrote that article for TigerRag.com,
yeah, that was a cool article, man.
I started watching the World Cup for the first time ever.
So, Case, tell us about this article that you wrote regarding if LSU's best athletes actually played soccer in the World Cup.
Yeah, it's an argument that I feel like I hear a lot, you know, as World Cup Olympics roll around, that the U.S. has kind of been left behind on the global stage as far as the men's soccer goes. And a lot of people say that's because LeBron's playing basketball, right? If we put LeBron at striker, it might be a different story.
Yeah.
You know, LSU, we've got one of the top athletic development programs in the world right here in Baton Rouge. And so kind of just a little thought experiment of what if you plugged some of these players into a soccer roster, where would they fit, and what kind of team could you make?
Shaquille O'Neal, a goalkeeper. Nobody would score.
Is he agile enough? Is he? I mean,
he would just have to lay down.
Well, when you combine his height with his reach and his leaping ability,
right? I think it takes more than just height. And so, I can't believe I'm having this argument.
You don't
right
think
now.
Shaq has any hand-eye coordination?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
And where did you have Pete Maravich, Case?
Pete Maravich, he's in the center mid because he's your playmaker, right?
Yeah,
you know, the guy,
awesome.
He's in an attacking position, but you got to utilize that vision.
All right, so your speed, where do you put your speed players?
Your speed goes out on the wing because they got to open up the space for the rest of your attack. So you got Sha'Carri Richardson out on the left wing. And Billy Cannon out on the right, because he's got some of that that sturdiness, that physicality, too, to make his way through the box.
I would put Xavier Carter in there somewhere.
Is he going to call a fair catch at the two-yard line?
Billy Cannon ran a 9-2.
Well, I wasn't saying bump Billy Cannon. I didn't say bump Billy Cannon.
Well, Sha'Carri was faster than Billy Cannon.
Okay. So. Well, I would get Xavier in there as a third alternate.
There's a lot of guys that get left on the bench. There's no Odell, no Justin Jefferson, no Jamar Chase on the team.
Joe Burrow. Where's Joe Burrow?
Well, Joe Burrow got left off for Jaden Daniels because Jaden Daniels has some speed that might show off on the soccer field more than Joe Burrow does.
So Jaden Daniels is on the team.
Yes, he is. He's in the midfield with Pete Maravich.
That's awesome.
That's a dynamic duo,
that
isn't it?
Awesome, dude. That was a great creative piece of work. It really was. Awesome
it's still
stuff.
There. It's still there.
Yeah, you can go to TigerRag.com and maybe disagree like I am about Shaq being a goaltender. I don't know.
I was just happy that as I was starting to read it that he decided not to use LSU soccer players on it. I didn't know any of them. So that was a great strategy to go to players that everybody knew.
Good stuff, Case. Good stuff. All right, that does it for this week's edition. Again, if you missed any of it, you can catch it wherever you get your podcast or up on YouTube. For Case, Todd, Glenn, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again next week here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at TigerRag.com. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TigerRag Magazine. Or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.